It's Wednesday, February 12, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Namibia's corruption ranking remains the same as last year. Graham Hopwood from the Institute for Public Policy Research links this to the fish rot case dragging on, lack of fishing industry reforms, and failure to amend laws like the Marine Resources Act.
We're still at 59 out of 180 countries, and our score is still 49. So probably an indication that we are not really making any progress in the battle against corruption. So many issues where we haven't really moved much in the last few years. We haven't implemented the whistleblower protection law. We haven't yet got a functioning Access to Information Act. We have so many unresolved cases like the collapse of the SME Bank. Many examples of where Namibia is not really moving forward. This is hopefully a sign and a wake-up call to the incoming administration.
Former Minister Jerry Ikanjo says Namibia did not borrow from the IMF or World Bank during Sam Nujoma's 15-year presidency. In an interview with Angie Scholtz from Future Media News, he also called on the next government to revive Nujoma's Ondangwa-Cape Fria Railway project.
He was a visionary leader. When he was President of the Republic of Namibia, we never had collaboration with the IMF and the World Bank. We never borrowed from them. He was a person who could stand on his feet and say, we must do all ourselves. When he was a president, the last few years, he initiated the construction of the railway line from Tsumeb up to Oshikango without borrowing money. He himself participated in the construction of the railway, and all the Namibian people all over the country, business people, squatters, people who sleep under the bridges, they rallied around him and they built the railway.
To South Africa, where United Africans Transformation says soldiers of the South African National Defence Force should not be used as pawns in conflicts that do not directly serve the nation's interests. 14 soldiers died in conflicts with M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The party spokesperson Mighty Mabula says if government wants to deploy troops, it must be done with proper planning.
This government has failed its own leaders. It has failed their families. It has failed the nation. We cannot allow more South African lives to be lost due to incompetence and poor leadership. The time for accountability is now. If this government will not protect its own people, then it has no moral authority to lead.
Continentally, a U.S. pause on foreign aid has severely impacted humanitarian operations in the DRC, where Washington previously funded 70% of relief efforts, says Reuters. The U.N.'s top humanitarian official in the DRC, Bruno Lamarck, says that in 2024, the U.N. Humanitarian Response Plan received $1.3 billion with $910 million from the U.S. Since U.S. President Donald Trump imposed the aid freeze last month, several programs have been forced to shut down. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says the organization is not for sale after an unsolicited $97 billion takeover bid by Elon Musk. Altman and Musk co-founded OpenAI 9 years ago, but have since had a major fallout. Ira Spitzer corresponds for us from San Francisco.
Elon Musk's takeover bid is the latest move in a dispute which has seen the Tesla CEO file multiple lawsuits against OpenAI, which develops the popular chatbot ChatGPT. Speaking at an AI summit in Paris, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman accused Musk of trying to slow down its development. Altman is overseeing the process of converting OpenAI into a for-profit company, and Musk's offer may affect how the organization is valued, potentially complicating an already complex process. Musk has accused his former partner of steering OpenAI away from its original nonprofit mission, although Musk himself owns a rival AI company called xAI. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.